Please remind me. Spirit is the Lord. Spirit is working through the system. But, in 52 and 7 verse 7. So the sacrifice is over. The veil is rent in twain. The mercy seat is red with blood of victims slain. I stand thee without in fear the blood of Christ in Jesus' name. Well, guess what my subject is this week? Guess that. You got $1 million. So, so let's go read one verse, just one verse to read this morning, and that's Leviticus 17 and 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and they have given to you upon the altar to make atonement for the soul. Who did into the blood make atonement for the soul? Said to talk about and every time some people see blood, they pass out. They lift their finger and pass out, or they cut your finger and they go private. But Leviticus says there, he says that the life is in the blood. And I am now happy. What did I say? Had dirty blood, you wouldn't be here. You had dirty blood, you wouldn't be here. So my question is this morning, no nurses can answer the question. But your body cleans your blood. But no, it's not. But not. That kidney, that is correct. It's part of the system. The liver is part of the system. I mean, you're too far. Kidney. So I'd like to spend some time talking. My kidney, what kidney I have left. Years ago, I had one removed here. It was full of cancer. So they had to take it out. And that left me one kidney. It was working. Kidney was working as it was. And so one of the fortunate things was, Lord created man. Sometimes he created spare ones. Right? He gave us what? Two kidneys. He gave us two lungs. We can live with one. We can do that. Did he give us two eyes? We can lose one and live with one. What else? Hands, we can have amputated. Ears that are two, so he gave us spare parts. We can hear with ears without something. I'd like to show you my kidney. And this is my kidney. And this kidney worked in conjunction with your kidney.
This kidney doesn't work already. Got an old, dilapidated.
But this supplement, what this kidney's supposed to do. And that. You imagine people umpteen zillion years ago. They have these and they died of kidney disease. And so, you can remember, you ever see a movie, a TV show, where the doctor, or maybe it was even the barber, when you were sick, you just let blood not fall over the place. And then he'd patch it up or something, but then he could never figure out why. They never got it. Because they just didn't quite understand that if you look at the Bible, it would have given them the answer. Mark my kidney. It's this filter right here. And this filter has fibers in it that are smaller than hair. Soft. So what happens is the blood, I use big needles. Fast enough, they'll be better. They use big needles and I insert them in there. One red for bacteria, one red for fluorine. Shit, I just forgot it. Thank you, nurses. Well, that so the blood is pulled through the red, goes through all these tubes, pumped through, and comes out of the veins. So it cleans all of them. It's clean. And the yellow is a waste or urine out of here, down the drain. This is where the waste goes. Part of the kidney is the green. And the green is the spring. I won't take it out of the bag, but if I take it out, it'll fall out. It'll be hard to pull. This is the green part of this. It's called dialysis. The dialysis state works in conjunction with the red and the blue, and they. This makes. Hold it down like this, but when it's full, it's 50 gallons or 50 liters of fluid. So what does this do? My machine, that's just my blood. And Rich out of his machine. Take all my time. Your machine,
but the perfusion system is a little different. You have surgery. Sometimes it's needful for your circulatory system and your respiratory system to be taken over. So you harness stuff, and they literally kill them for 10 minutes. So during that time, the machine that's already learned all your algorithms in your body, all the physiological action that happens to your bloodstream, it takes over and it cleanses consistently. And also it oxygenates the blood. So therefore, your organs remain intact.
Isn't it great? The blood finally is taking seriously. Let's see. physical aspects of blood are this. Blood is the vital, life-sustaining functions of the blood. What? Oxygen. It fights infection and is removing red waste. So this is actually two things that if we didn't have clean blood, we wouldn't be here. If I didn't have clean blood. But you know, you have to stop and think. The supply. And that was the blood. What's the change of the cost? We just sat here and remembered what it did. It cleansed us from all sin. Cleansed us from all dirty blood. The spirit that we have. So, when James prays on Wednesday night about my dialysis, that's what it is. It's cleaning. You want to come up and look at it later, you can. It's so important. I really appreciate the scientists. And the mechanics and everybody else that developed this piece of wood and developed Richard's piece of wood just to keep us alive. But you know, I'm just thankful too that someday I'm not going to need this. Someday people are not going to need Richard's machine. If they know the Lord is their Savior. So, I'm thankful for that. It was something that was tests of years in development for me. So I'm glad now that I have people. Guess what? I think I timed it just right. We still got the things. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. We can have some extra time. Steve. Oh, good question. Well, it depends upon how much I eat.
Awesome.
Reaching. Happy baby. It takes me here, I think, for 3 hours. 15 minutes. If I eat heavy, then it takes a little bit longer because what they do is machine and calculate how much I need to remove. So today I'll have a snack in the back, another snack during the football game, and I'll have dinner tonight. So my weight will be heavier. Four hours, 20 minutes. But I can go higher. That's it. All right. Oh, how often? That would be 4 days a week. Tuesday, Thursday. Except if there's something that we would like to do. We might have to switch it to Saturday or Sunday afternoon. It's very, very what days. Anything else coming?
Great.
No. You would say, well,
needles.
Well, I use a spray that increases the area. doesn't freeze very much, ethyl chloride. Freezes the area where you can have to be pretty quick. That's, if I didn't do that, it would be. Yeah, Steve.
Isn't it great that the blood of Jesus Christ instantaneously cleanses us once and for all? Four times a week.
Well, the six hours. So it's starting now for tomorrow. And now, when it gets started, it's 6.5 hours. About 6.5 hours to set this up. Because what it does is it goes through and set. I'm getting ahead of myself. It takes an hour. No. So, it's quite involved. Sir. Two to five days. I guess it depends upon what physically you are, but it's 2 to 5 days. You know, I forgot. 2.5 years? 2.5 years. Yeah. That's nothing. Ruby. Now Ruby Jackson's a little different thing. It's hemo, which has to do with blood, and it is whatever, peritoneum, which means that he has a sac into his abdomen, and he can do his at night. I don't know what the process is, because I think that was, but this sac fills up, takes care of and cleans it off. He gets rid of it, and then actually he fills up the sac. But he's fortunate he's in, or at least try to see. That frees him up. I have a love to work. So, you will put the news in. Excuse me. But she takes them. She can remove them. So, yeah, she can do that. Yeah. It's great to have. Have somebody in the house. It's something looking. I think. Well, I explained to you, James prays for my analysis. It's the nights that you know what my analysis is. The importance of the things, you know. Life of the flesh is definitely. It's definitely. The interesting thing is that my blood is the same color as Steve's. Even my blood is the same color. There's no blue bloods. You know, it is deleted. My blood is the same color. It's the same blood. He shed his blood for us. So remember from now on, life of the flesh is in the blood. Thank you. paying attention to some verses. Father, thank you for this. And coming here to his or that we may have eternal life. Thank you so very much. We pray for our fellowship team. Pray it will be a benefit to us, but also a benefit to you. Ask these things that you bless in Jesus' name. Amen.